30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. I really do appreciate you tuning in. There are a couple of rules that you have to follow on this program because it's a little dictatorship. You know, I'm like Donald Trump, just a little dictator. I'm going to put you in jail if you don't follow my rules. The first is if you want to interact with the program, the easiest way to do that, I mean, there's several ways, but you can always send me a text message. The number on your text message app is 33103, and then you just start your message with either Mike or Michael, either one. Tell me anything or ask me anything. You can follow me on social media. You can find all the social media icons at this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. X, Twitter is at Michael Brown USA, and Facebook and Instagram are at Michael D. Brown. I use Twitter the most, X the most, so if you want to follow me there at Michael Brown USA, that would be greatly appreciated. And don't forget, subscribe to the podcast. That's very helpful to the program, both internally and externally. It's helpful. So on your podcast app, whatever you use to download podcasts, just search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. That will get you all 5 days of the weekday program and then the weekend program. So you get all the Michael Brown you want, and then we'll maybe more. Who knows? So go do that right now. A few text messages that I want to address based on what we've talked about so far, then we're going to get to Bobby Kennedy. Gubernator number 8228 writes, Michael, shouldn't Kamala Harris, Chuck Schumer, and Nancy Pelosi face serious criminal charges for not warning of Biden's condition? They most certainly betrayed their oath of office. They perhaps, there's no crime. They didn't commit a crime. But let's say they did. Let's say they committed some felony. They committed some misdemeanor. They're protected by sovereign immunity. So they couldn't be prosecuted. Plus, I can't think of what crime. I mean, fraud? I mean, fraud against the American people? I don't think Title 18 of the U.S. Criminal Code, and I certainly don't think anything in the D.C. Criminal Code fits what that is. Could they be impeached? Yeah, they might be able to be impeached for violating their oath of office, for faithfully executing the laws, or for failing to faithfully conduct their constitutional duties, but that's not going to happen. Gubernator number 5205, Michael, the whole DNC was a lesson in projection. Absolutely it was. Everything that they talked about, Trump, were all the things they want to do. You don't think they would love to jail journalists, particularly conservative journalists? You don't think they want, you know, speaking of tuning in on the weekday program, I'll give you a little tease that maybe will encourage you to tune in on the weekday program. There is an effort. I won't even tell you what state, but there is an effort to co-opt private journalism and start taking taxpayer dollars. You think that PBS or NPR is bad because it gets tax dollars? Wait till you hear what this state is doing to forcibly take money out of the hands of hardworking taxpayers and put it into a new form of public journalism. Think about that. I'll give you all the details Monday, but you have to tune into the Monday program. It's absolutely unbelievable. So you think about what they would love to do with a program like this. You don't think they'd love to shut me down or any of the other national hosts? Shut down Clay and Buck, shut down Hannity, shut down Jesse Kelly. Of course, they'd love shut down Beck. Oh, they'd love to do that. They'd love to do it. I'm just honored to be in the same group of people they'd love to shut down. Or this one from 1556, Goober 1556. Michael, you're underestimating the stupidity of the American people. Kamala's going to win. We're in the age of identity politics. I know many people, including within my own family, are discouraged and absolutely believe that Kamala Harris is going to win this thing in a landslide. I disagree. You know, Rush Limbaugh was famous for talking about how, and I'm not comparing myself to Rush, so don't go there. Rush would tell you that, Rush used to say, I'll tell you when it's time to panic. Well, I'll tell you when it's time to panic too. And it's not time to panic yet. This campaign is really just starting. And the Bobby Kennedy aspect of this story, in a close race, may very well make the difference. But as we get closer and we start to really look at some of the battleground polls, if the trend line in the battleground states continue, but Michael, she got this huge bump after the convention. Yeah, she did nationally. But the more that the Democrat National Convention went on, the weaker those trend lines got. And I think you're going to see a dramatic change in the fortunes of both Trump and Harris as this campaign gets into gear. So it's not time to panic. And quite frankly, even if she wins, it's still not time to panic because the numbers on the House and the Senate look really good. But 023, Goober number 0238, I do laugh at this one because I think you're right. How could she possibly be elected? If our country is that stupid, we deserve it. You know, but I still think, for all the useful idiots that are out there, I still think there's a lot of smart people out there, too. And there are a lot of people that, particularly on the Democrat side, you see, one thing that progressive Democrats always do is, although they try to move inch by inch, sometimes they just overreach. And I think the overreach with the Inflation Reduction Act, with the infrastructure bill, with all of the spending that she approved by breaking the tie votes, I think they overreached. And I think many ordinary Americans, particularly Democrats, are maybe afraid to say that they're going to vote for Trump. Maybe they don't tell pollsters that, but that's what they will do. Let's see. Yeah, every time Kamala speaks, it's nails on the chalkboard, says 9224. Yeah, you're exactly right. Let's switch gears for a moment, and let's get at least started on Bobby Kennedy Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Have you ever stopped and just thought about the name? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He suspended. The reason I say that is he talked about in his speech, that he was 6 years old when he attended his first Democrat National Convention, 1960, for his uncle, John F. Kennedy. The way he talked about his dad, Bobby Kennedy, and his uncle, JFK, resonates, I think, with a lot of people in this country who still revere the Kennedy name. And when I think about the politics of John F. Kennedy, the Democrat Party has left him, just like they left RFK Jr. And I think that John F. Kennedy today would not recognize the Democrat Party, and might actually be a Republican when you consider what Republicans stand for. Well, Bobby Kennedy Jr. on Friday suspended his 2024 presidential bid and then went on to encourage his supporters to vote for Donald Trump. So the scion of this Kennedy clan, which is the closest we have in this country, I think, to political royalty, it's not the Obamas, and it's not the Clintons. It's the Kennedys. The Kennedy name is still a royal name in this country. He made the announcement during a press conference in Arizona. And then he joined Trump at an event later that evening, yesterday evening. He said, and you'll hear it in just a minute, he said 16 months ago, well, let's do this. Let me take a break. And then I want you to hear the audio. Because some of the things he said were scathing about the Democrats. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Bobby Kennedy Jr. next.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Ooh, I love Girls' Night Out.
Me too. And, oh my gosh, I love that ring. Is that Tanzanite?
Yep, it's from Jewelry Television, JTV.
Wait, you shopped on TV?
Yeah, it's fun. You can see the product and hear the stories, and JTV has every kind of jewelry, even artisan, all gorgeous. And you can also shop online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop JTV.com/radio.
Hey, wait, what about Girls' Night Out?
Sorry, I have shopping to do.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready for the ultimate showdown at Wind River Resort and Casino as Primal Fighting Championships presents Fight Night. Experience this adrenaline-packed night on Saturday, September 14th. Fight Night brings the excitement of amateur, pro-entitled MMA fights. Tickets start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 free slot play. This event sells out fast, so grab your tickets today. For tickets or complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasps sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. If you want to send a text message, the number is 33103. Just start the message with the word Mike or Michael. Go follow me on Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA. Subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app. Search for The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit subscribe. And then if you're so inclined, leave us a 5-star review. Really helps get the word out. And I appreciate it. So let's walk through some of this speech that Bobby Kennedy gave, because it truly is a breathtaking condemnation of the Democrat Party, the cabal, and it also shows something that I think is important for us as conservatives and Republicans to understand. You know, we don't all have to agree with each other on 100% of everything. I come into this program every Saturday, and on the daily program from Monday through Friday, and I sit behind a microphone, and after scouring everything for stories that interest me, then I come and tell you about these stories that interest me and tell you what I think about the stories. And I don't mean this as crudely as it sounds, but I don't care whether you like the stories or not. I only do what interests me. Because if I come in here and try to do something that doesn't interest me, it's not going to be very interesting. I don't care. But if you do disagree with me, or you have a different perspective, or you think I said something wrong, I want to hear that. And I get text messages that tell me, hey, you're wrong about this. Here's why. Or, you know, here's a different perspective. I think you ought to think about this. And I do. I think about those things. But I never come in here expecting everybody to agree 100% with me. Bobby Kennedy and Donald Trump, Bobby Kennedy Jr. and Donald Trump, do not agree on everything. As I told you at the very beginning of this program, having dealt with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. after 9/11, when he was the head of an organization called River Keepers, I found him to be incredibly intelligent, very personable, and actually reasonable. Now, I disagree with him about being completely anti-vaccine. I'm vaccinated myself. I vaccinate my dogs. We vaccinated our children. But we also were careful and followed really sound medical advice about how to do that. We never jammed our kids full of, you know, 25 vaccines at once, for example. And to this day, I regret having taken the SARS-CoV-2 vaccine. I am disappointed in myself for having capitulated and succumbed to the pressure to go do that. I think, in fact, I have an audiologist that's a sponsor of my weekday program, and she and I have had a conversation about I have tinnitus in both ears. And that tinnitus got worse after the vaccine, and I draw, whether there's a causal link or not, I personally draw a causal link between the SARS-CoV-2 vaccine and the worsening of my tinnitus. I just regret having gotten it. I'm not necessarily opposed to big ag, whatever that actually means, but I do believe, having traveled the world, that our food really is poisoning us. I've always believed that. In fact, Michael, my producer, and I were joking beforehand because I picked up today when I stopped to get my Diet Coke, Don't tell my wife I did this. I bought some, you know, these little packets of Ritz crackers that have, you can choose to get either cheese or peanut butter. Well, I got some, and I can't even read the label, it's so small. But I bought a packet of Ritz crackers with peanut butter. Are these the best things for me to be eating? No. Are there too many chemicals and preservatives in them? Yes. These, the peanut butter, and I put air quotes around the peanut butter, may last longer than I'll live as it sits here in this packet. But I wanted something to snack on, so I picked it up. You go to Europe, you won't find stuff like this. There's a great TikTok. I should have played it for you. There's a great TikTok that I saw on, actually I saw it on X. I didn't see it on TikTok because I don't have a TikTok account. But it was an American in Europe buying some Fanta soda. And he was pointing out how the Fanta soda looks different than it does in America because they don't use the chemicals and the dyes, and they're not allowed to, based on rules in Europe. And it just looks, it tastes the same, but it looks different. Because it doesn't have all the preservatives, doesn't have all the chemicals and the dyes. So I'm not opposed to big ag, because I understand that we've become so efficient and so proficient in our farming that we need to do that to feed the world. But I do try to eat healthily, and this right here is not eating healthy. I have a love-hate relationship with Big Pharma. Big Pharma's done amazing things for us medically and for our health. But every time I see a Big Pharma ad on TV, brought to you by Pfizer, every program brought to you by Pfizer, I cringe. I cringe because Pfizer has way too much influence. And Pfizer has way too much influence, on, as do many of the big pharma companies, have way too much influence on the regulatory agencies. In fact, that's one of the things that Donald Trump and Bobby Kennedy agree upon, and that is, in terms of the regulatory agencies, they've been captured by American corporations. And I think there needs to be some sort of, you know, for a guy like myself who is anti-regulation, I think we're way over-regulated. I'm not an anarchist. And I do believe that some regulations are necessary. And one of the regulations or one of the laws that I would like to see passed is that if you have been working for a regulatory agency, again, let's pick on the FDA or let's pick on Dr. Fauci in the NIH, in the NIAID. If Fauci wants to quit the NIAID and go to work for Pfizer, I don't have a problem with that. That's free choice. That's the free market. What I have a problem with is him then, on behalf of Pfizer or whoever he goes to work for, then going back and lobbying his former organization. I think that should be outlawed. It would be like me, after leaving my position as the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, immediately turning around and working for a company that lobbies Homeland Security. I just think it's wrong. I don't think people should do it. So Bobby Kennedy says that when a president colludes with or outright coerces the media companies to censor political speech, that's an attack on the First Amendment. And he's absolutely right. Let's hear Bobby Kennedy say some really wise things next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
In a world where a violent crime is committed every 24 seconds, it's crucial to be prepared to defend yourself and your loved ones. That's where the U.S. Concealed Carry Association comes in. Simply owning a gun is not enough, which is why the USCCA provides over 800,000 Americans with the firearms education, hands-on training, and access to self-defense liability insurance they need for when trouble comes. And right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Visit DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide and a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent. Both of these are jam-packed with insider tips on home security, situational awareness, and personal protection strategies that could save your life. Plus, when you visit DefendFamily.com, you'll discover all the benefits of becoming a USCCA member and joining the fastest-growing firearms community in America. Visit DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide and a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent. Go to DefendFamily.com now before this offer ends.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Al Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit QueenofDragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakota's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So let's do this. I sincerely believe this, and it goes back to a point. If you didn't hear the first hour, you should probably stop right now if you're listening on the podcast. Go back and listen to the first hour. Because in the first hour, I tried to set up this whole theme running through today's program about how the media is going to bury stories they don't want you to know about. And Bobby Kennedy Jr. and his endorsement of Trump and what he said about our current state of affairs, including our politics and the Democrat Party, is probably, in my opinion, one of the most influential speeches of this election cycle. And I think you must go listen to it. I can't play, I mean, I could play the entire 25 minutes, but that's bad radio. But I'm going to break it up a little bit. But to the point that I made in the first hour, when I started looking at different websites, now on conservative websites, yes, I can find lots of stories about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. But if you go for, let me just, out of curiosity, let me pull up the Drudge Report, which is decidedly left of center. And the headline on Drudge is, 26 million, talking about Kamala Harris, 26 million viewers. Hers is bigger than his. Republicans are increasingly nervous. Well, that's designed to make you nervous. But over here on the corner, watch out, J.D., meaning J.D. Vance. Kennedy says Trump asked him to be his running mate. Okay, so now they're trying to, what are they doing? In a roundabout way, they're attacking both Kennedy and J.D. Vance. RFK Jr. dismissed Trump as unhinged, barely coherent. The environmental warrior backs the drill baby drill ticket. Bear and brain worms. So all the coverage on Drudge is meant to vilify Bobby Kennedy Jr. I'm here to tell you that whatever the dominant media is going to tell you about Bobby Kennedy Jr., which there is some stuff that he's bat crap crazy about. But guess what? There's stuff that I'm bat crap crazy about too. Yes. Ask some of my friends. Hell's bells, ask my family. Ask my producers. They'll tell you I'm bat crap crazy. But that doesn't mean I can't be influential. Bobby Kennedy Jr. again gave what I think is one of the most influential speeches this election cycle, and that's why the Drudge Report says what it says. Because they want the useful idiots in this country not to pay any attention to what he said. Such as,
instead of showing us her substance and character, the DNC and its media organs engineered a surge of popularity for Vice President Harris based upon, well, nothing. No policies, no interviews, no debates, only smoke and mirrors and balloons in a highly produced Chicago circus. There in Chicago, a string of Democratic speakers mentioned Donald Trump 147 times just on the first day. Oh, who needs a policy when you have Trump to hate?
Who needs a policy? You see, this is so smart. Who needs a policy when your campaign, your entire purpose is to hate Donald Trump? Let me just tell you, you can't win elections that way. People want to go vote for something. Now, people can be persuaded to vote against something, but most people really want to vote for something. I'm going to go vote for Donald Trump because he's going to lower my taxes. I'm going to vote for Donald Trump because he's going to secure the border. I'm going to vote for Donald Trump because he's going to try to alleviate the deep state, kind of try to minimize it. I'm going to vote for Donald Trump because he'll appoint really good Supreme Court justice. I'm going to vote for Donald Trump because pick your poison. Now, I am going to vote against Kamala Harris, because I'm not a Marxist. So Bobby Kennedy's making a brilliant point here.
In contrast, at the RNC convention, President Biden was mentioned only twice in 4 days. Institutions for our media and for our government, and most sadly at all for me, the Democratic Party. In the name of saving democracy, the Democratic Party set itself to dismantling it. Lacking confidence in its candidate, that its candidate could win in a fair election at the voting booth, the DNC waged continual legal warfare against both President Trump and myself a few minutes later. And I met with him the following day. a few weeks later, I met again with President Trump and his family members and close advisors in Florida. In a series of long, intense discussions, I was surprised to discover that we are aligned on many key issues.
In long, intense, T-E-N-S-E, tense discussions, I found that we were actually aligned on many issues. And, of course, we disagreed on many issues, too.
In those meetings, he suggested that we join forces as a unity party. We talked about Abraham Lincoln's team of rivals. That arrangement would allow us to disagree publicly and privately and fiercely, if need be, on issues over which we differ, while working together on the existential issues upon which we are in concordance. I was a ferocious critic of many of the policies during his first administration, and there are still issues and approaches upon which we continue to have very serious differences. But we are aligned with each other on other key issues, like ending the forever wars, ending the childhood disease epidemic, securing the border, protecting freedom of speech, unraveling the corporate capture of our regulatory agencies, getting the U.S. intelligence agencies out of the business of propagandizing and censoring and surveilling Americans.
Wow. I want to stand up and sing the Hallelujah chorus. You can talk about your brain worm. You can talk to me about how you, you know, ran over a bear and a bicycle and then dumped them off in Central Park so you could get to dinner in Brooklyn. You can talk about that all you want to. Because if you're going to go work on that stuff, and you're going to try to work together with Trump to fix those things, you can be bat crap crazy over here all you want to. Go fix those things. You know, Bobby Kennedy Jr., just to put it on the table, is anti-fossil fuel. He's an environmentalist. He's, in fact, I would call him an environmentalist wacko. But he's also a Second Amendment advocate. You see, he's all of those things. And I don't agree with all of them. I agree with it. Many of them, but not all of them. But those that they do agree upon, I do believe that those are very substantial, substantive issues that need to be addressed.
And interfering with our elections. Following my first discussion in April of 2022, President Biden sent Boris Johnson to Ukraine to force President Zelensky to tear up a peace agreement that he and the Russians had already signed, and the Russians were withdrawing troops from Kiev and Donbass and Luhansk. And that peace agreement would have brought peace to the region and would have allowed Donbass and Luhansk to remain part of Ukraine. President Biden stated that month that his objective in the war was regime change in Russia. His Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin simultaneously explained that America's purpose in the war was to exhaust the Russian army to degrade its capacity to fight anywhere else in the world. These objectives, of course, have nothing to do with what they were telling Americans about protecting Ukraine's sovereignty. Are we allowing this to happen to our children? These are the most precious assets that we have in this country. How can we let this happen to them? About 18% of American teens now have fatty liver disease. That's like one out of every five. That disease, when I was a kid, only affected late-stage alcoholics who were elderly. Cancer rates are skyrocketing in the young and the old. Young adult cancers are up 79%. One in four American women is on antidepressant medication. 40% of teens have a mental health diagnosis. And 15% of high schoolers are on Adderall and 500,000 children on SSRIs. So what's causing this suffering? I'll name two culprits. First and the worst is ultra-processed food. About 70% of American children's diet is ultra-processed. That means industrial manufacture in a factory. These foods consist primarily of processed sugar, ultra-processed grains, and seed oils. Laboratory scientists who form, many of them formerly worked for the cigarette industry, which purchased all the big food companies in the 1970s and 80s, deployed thousands of scientists to figure out chemicals, new chemicals, to make the food more addictive. And these ingredients didn't exist 100 years ago. Humans aren't biologically adapted to eat them. Hundreds of these chemicals are now banned in Europe, but ubiquitous in American processed foods.
Think about just that change. That change alone, the health benefits would be absolutely amazing. But nobody wants to stand up against those companies. Nobody wants to say, hey, wait a minute, let's look at the research and see what it's really doing. When you think about all those stats he gave about physical problems, drugs, mental health issues, all of those, holy cow. Yeah, it really is something to think about. And I think it's something that conservatives ought to be thinking about. So here is an environmentalist Democrat telling us what we already know, but we don't want to address. He brings those people into the fold of the Republican Party, and you have those people in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, North Carolina, Arizona, Nevada, Trump wins. I'll be right back.
If you're looking for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance, we're Term Provider, experts in finding affordable term life insurance for those that may not be in perfect health. Prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or on prescription medications, you may still qualify for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance. Call Term Provider at 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. As I always do, I never want to not finish a weekend program without telling all of you that tune in how much I appreciate you listening. And I have a favor to ask. If you like the program, let your friends and family know. Spread the word. Let's keep building this audience. You know, my friend Joe Pags, who used to do this show, built it up really well, and I want to build it even larger. Well, I want to build it even larger because as much as I love Pags, I still want to make it even bigger. So let your friends and family know about it. Let Premier Radio Networks go onto their website. Let them know how much you like the program. So I do appreciate everybody tuning in, listening on the podcast, and tuning into the weekday program. Again, on your iHeart app or however you listen online, search for 630 KHOW in Denver, 630 KHOW in Denver, and you can listen to me during the weekday too, 6 to 10 Mountain Time, Monday through Friday. So Kennedy gives this speech, which I'd love to play more of it, but because we're running out of time, I want to jump to what happened next. So Kennedy gives his announcement in Arizona. Trump's in Nevada. Trump leaves Nevada and goes down to Arizona and is holding a huge rally, one of his big rallies. And this happens.
Bobby, to speak for a little while, I'll stand aside. I'm going to stand aside. But I can only tell you, I've known him a long time. We've been a little bit on the opposite side of the equation, but I will say this. He is a brilliant. I still think of him as young. He's not that young. I always call him young, but he's not that young. But he is a phenomenal person, a phenomenal man who loves the people of this country as much as anybody can love the people of this country. So, Bobby, please say a few words. Thank you very much.
Resounding applause, because this audience understands what this means.
Thank you.
From tight races, this can be the difference.
Thank you, President Trump. Thank you.
And by the way, let me just say something from just someone who studied political science in college. He's been involved in politics his entire life. This is really smart on Bobby Kennedy's part, because he knew and he knows that his campaign was not going anywhere. So if he wanted to have any influence whatsoever in terms of public policy, his key issues, then he needed to be at the table. Remember, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. And he didn't want to be on the menu. He wanted to be at the table. And here he is, in the middle of a Trump rally, saying this.
A few hours after the assassination attempt at Butler, I got a call from a safe food advocate named Kelly Means, who's been fighting for many years to try to and the corruption at CDC and FDA and USDA. Yeah. And these institutions, these regulatory agencies, are actually run by the big food processing companies, the big ag and the chemical companies that they're supposed to regulate. And he said to me that he'd been advising me for many years and on my campaign. And he told me that night that he was also advising President Trump. And he asked if I would talk to President Trump. And I said, of course. And about a few minutes later, I got a call from the president. And we talked. We had a very good talk. And then he invited me to come see him the next day. And I went to Minneapolis and saw him. We met again a couple of weeks later in Florida. And we talked about, not about the things that separate us, because we don't agree on everything, but on the values and the issues that bind us together. And one of the issues that he talked about was having safe food and ending the chronic disease epidemic. Our children are now the unhealthiest, sickest children in the world. Don't you want healthy children? And don't you want the chemicals out of our food? And don't you want the regulatory agencies to be free from corporate corruption? And that's what President Trump told me that he wanted. He also told me that he wanted to end the grip of the neocons on U.S. foreign policy. He said he didn't want any more $200 billion wars in Ukraine, that we could use that money back here in the United States. And the safest, the best way to build a safe America is to rebuild our industrial base and rebuild the middle class in this country.
So true. If we want to be the superpower that we once were and should still be, we need to rebuild our industrial base. We need to rebuild the economy. A strong economy. Secure borders. That's the very foundation of a superpower. So when you lack that, when you have a weak economy, you're distracted by wars, and you've denigrated your military, you become weak, and the world becomes dangerous. That's why America must remain strong. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll see you next Saturday.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Owe the IRS or state, if you've received a levy or garnishment notice, the worst thing you can do is ignore it. The problem isn't going away, and the longer you put it off, the more penalties and interest keep piling up. So what should you do? Call a company that can help. The experts at Rush Tax Resolution know how to fight the IRS and win. Rush Tax is A-plus rated with the BBB, and they've helped thousands of people put an end to their tax problems for good. And if you're a business owner and owe payroll taxes, did you know the IRS can shut you down and come after you personally? Rush Tax helps business owners stay in business. They've even been able to stop levies and garnishments the same day. Call 800-485-3021 now, and Rush Tax will tell you upfront and for free if they can help. And they only take cases they know they can help. 800-485-3021. 800-485-3021. 800-485-3021. Or RushTaxResolution.com.
Hiya everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.